This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 10. Blasphemous words. From Mark 3. The teachers of the law said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Jesus had returned to Galilee, but his presence resulted in a noisy crowd surrounding the house he was in and keeping everyone from eating. Rumor had it that Jesus was crazy. How else to explain what the people had heard about him? Jesus had rebuked demons, cured many, forgiven sins, and healed people on the Sabbath. All this plus parables that nobody quite understood, and with an authority that astounded them. The Jerusalem authorities gave a darker explanation. They claimed Jesus was using greater demonic powers to overcome lesser demonic powers. They said he was a sorcerer bound to the powers of evil. That was blasphemy, speaking profanely of God. To say that Jesus, who was anointed by the Holy Spirit, was actually anointed with an evil spirit, was to deny his divinity and mission. That's why Jesus said that whoever blasphemed against the Holy Spirit was guilty of an eternal sin. Jesus was responding not to a careless comment spoken in haste, but to entrenched, hardened hearts that willfully denied the work of the Spirit of God taking place in their midst. Today, Jesus is still the miracle worker, teacher, and forgiver he was then. With what kinds of words do we describe him?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.